that
no,
you can more
no,
or less
fuck like, you. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to wonder about the ramifications of if Ranma were to impregnate herself as a woman and then be 9 months pregnant and to turn into a man, what would happen? What happens?
I haven't seen Ranma. I couldn't. Wait, what the fuck are you talking? On Twitter, it's just cute anime girl art.
What a great vent session for like 30 minutes.
Have we been going for 30 minutes already? Oh my god, Patreon listeners are gonna love us.
You get 30 free minutes of content. 30, no one wants to listen to.
We're like a dollar. Yeah, just us fucking bitching about a fucking alcoholic YouTuber.
Welcome to the Beeb Crew. I'm your alcoholic host, Mumi.
Can you do it with any less energy, please? Can you? Yeah.
Yes.
Are you trying to sound drunk, even though you've never been drunk before in your life?
I'm just trying to sound depressed. All right.
Okay.
I figured like alcoholics are depressed. That's why they're drinking. So I gotta sound depressed.
I think alcoholics drink because it's really fun. Actually, it's really fun and cool, and makes people like you more. All right, you know, let that be a lesson. If there's any takeaway I want people to listen to this podcast episode to have, I want them to know that drinking alcohol is fucking awesome, and there's nothing wrong with it. You should go out and drive around after. Don't do that.
I'm your host, Mumi, 33 years sober. Joined here by my co-host Sai.
I'm not even 24 hours sober, if I'm gonna be honest. I now understand though why our entire podcast is like restricted on YouTube.
Yeah, makes sense.
Oh, should we try to go a full episode without swearing and see if that does anything?
Oh hell no, that ain't gonna fucking
yeah.
Happen.
Fuck that. That's not gonna fucking do anything.
How
no,
the
we're
fuck
fucked,
do you
right.
think we're gonna manage that?
I have no
2 hours
fucking
in.
Idea. There needs to be like a way to like fucking automate like censoring shit. I'm just like scrolling through Twitter right now. I'm like sharing my screen, just all porn.
Yeah,
and Mumi's just like looking at it. Stop that.
Yeah, Why are we scrolling through Twitter when we're supposed to be recording a podcast? Stop that.
I don't know. Do you have a podcast topic? Like we just got done bitching for 30 minutes. Do you have a podcast topic you want to talk about?
Well, we just watched Umamusa made the movie yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know if we want to talk about that because like there's also that fucking 100 Meters movie that's coming out in like a week, maybe 2 weeks. That would be interesting to like compare it to a little bit because they're both movies about running. What a deep level of analysis.
Yeah, I mean, we can already compare it to fucking Asha No Joe. It's basically just Asha No Joe.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, last night we did watch. Yeah. What's it called? Umamusume, Beginning of a
Generation.
New Era.
Yeah,
like yeah, the next generation.
Generation X. Degeneration X of Horse Girls.
Which, yeah, is a very funny title for the movie because it is both the beginning and then the end of that generation, it feels like, where it's like, all right, these characters, they start and then it basically follows their careers up to like their apex and then the movie ends. It's like, oh, what? I wanted to see more of these
literally
characters.
Never wins again, so.
No, yeah.
That is
that's
kind of
sad. I guess that's almost like, maybe that's why they don't continue past it. It's like, well, that would just be really fucking depressing, honestly. Oh, or maybe they're going to
just follow all these horse girls, like, retired. And like.
Did they fucking do, like, the nomad thing, but for Umamusume?
I mean, this was Asha No Joe. They can just do nomad.
It is just Ashitaro, like overtly, like not even subtly. It's just they may even quote Ashitaro Joe at points, and I just didn't pick up on it.
I didn't pick up on it. I would doubt it.
Yeah,
unless it was like something in Japanese that the subtitlers didn't pick up on, and
didn't pick up on. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But it is just overt because you have like Jungle Pocket is Joe, fucking Tachyon is what's his name,
Rikishi.
Yeah, and then like Jungle Pocket is like training with the movie's equivalent of Danpei under in the shack under the bridge and stuff that, you know, duh.
Literally the gym under the bridge is literally just Dante's shack.
Literally, you could do a side by side. It's just the same fucking thing, which is weird. Was there anything like that in Cinderella Gray?
No, not really.
I noticed that, and they're not the same character, but the fucking trainer in this movie and the trainer guy in Cinderella Gray do just look very similar, which is weird. Like, is that just what trainers look like in the Uma Musume universe?
Probably. It's probably just joke, shorthand joke.
Maybe, yeah.
Because the one in Cinderella Gray looked like Blaine from fucking Pokemon Cinnabar Island or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His glasses are a little bit different. Yeah. Well, this is now the second piece of Uma Musume media that we've seen. What are your thoughts on it, Mumi?
I liked it more, actually, than Cinderella. I feel like Cinderella Gray gave me more of an opportunity to get connected to the characters, mm-hmm. but it ultimately said a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, this, it was
season two for Cinderella Gray, but this feels like a much more, like, compact experience.
I mean, it was one movie versus 12 episodes, which Cinderella Gray's already had more time to do shit than this movie did.
Dirt. Yeah.
It was interesting because I was thinking about this. I was like, this is an interesting exercise in like how people consume media like differently.
Because mm-hmm.
like we're watching this and I get to about the halfway point and I'm like, has anyone actually talked about like the expendability of the horse girls in the Uma Musume universe?
Yeah, okay,
and I just start thinking about this the entire time we're watching the movie.
I'm just imagining now it's like the poster for the Expendables, but with like different Uma Musume characters.
Well, it's interesting because it's like they establish it well enough mm-hmm. that like all these characters, like those established characters, they're not like jobbers.
No,
necessarily, like they're just like, it feels like Tachyon just feels like, oh, she's like, she would feel like the most stereotypical jobber-esque character, but then she gets injured and then like she can't go on, and then it becomes like it's almost like tragedy of like missed potential or like possibilities, where it's like both like these two characters are now haunted by like this this unfinished sort of rivalry and this bond or whatever, where it becomes like the mm-hmm. shackle for both of them, right? Because like Jungle Pocket was using her as motivation to like surpass her as like a what do you call it, like a check mark or a checkpoint or whatever.
I always kept thinking of like, because the way they visually present it, it reminds me of like time trials in Mario Kart.
Time trials,
you know, like the ghost thing, race. Yeah.
And since she's never going to have the opportunity now to like actually beat her in a race, you then have the doubt where it's like, okay, I'm never going to be able to be that good. Like, I'll never be able to beat her.
Even
now.
After she takes like every major win after that, it's still just like, I didn't fucking get to beat her. Fuck.
Yeah. It's like, would I have won this if she were still here? Right. Like,
yeah,
it becomes this weight holding her down. And then for Tachyon or whatever, that's the same thing where like she initially is like using this opportunity as a way to like be remembered, right? She mm-hmm. beats their ass in this race so hard. She's like, yeah, remember this and sear this into your memory or whatever. And she then uses that as like, oh, now I'm good. Now I have no regrets when I quit now due to my injury. And then she realizes
quote unquote. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she realizes what she's really doing when you get down to it is that she's using her as a like a placeholder for herself, where she's like, oh, if you are successful, then I will just project my success on you because I would have been more successful. And when she realizes she's doing that, she like falls apart, essentially, where like all the trash just start building around her and she stops going outside and is like just obsessed. So it's like this, it shows like how toxic this sort of bond can be if it never really gets to come to fruition or whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that they show how disposable the characters are, where like you see like fucking Ogre Cap and like the characters and the main characters in the first season or whatever, kind of just in the background and they don't show up in the races. They're not like, they don't show up really anywhere outside of just like in the background, right? Like I think Ogre Cap's like just eating rice or something.
You see her like a single shot, basically.
Yeah, and that's it.
I believe that, and this is like the weird part where you're not really supposed to think about it super hard in terms of like the chronology, but I do believe that the events of Cinderella Grey come before this movie. Mm-hmm. But Cap is like, I don't know how much time, because Cap is still in high school. So,
well, I think it leans into like the limit, because it kind of leans into it at the beginning where it's talking about like they're named after the horses that had hopes and dreams. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck.
You made the comparison to like Fate Stay Night, basically.
Basically, yeah. But it has like this liminal space of sorts where it's like,
yeah,
they're just all these horses, no matter what time period, are all just kind of together in high school.
It's kind of one
horse is like retired for like 5 years and she's still just there. And it's like,
it's kind of a thing that you get in like gacha games and stuff. And like Blue Archive is an interesting example where all these characters are just perpetually in high school, even though the events you would expect multiple years to have passed and like characters like the third year to have graduated. No, that's not how like it's a very sort of like in limbo kind of thing almost.
Yeah.
But again, you're not really supposed to like think about it that hard. This is ultimately just like a framework to hang these events and these stories off of, rather than trying to piece it all together into some logical structure, because then you're gonna just go fucking insane. Because
it's something that's interesting to like examine, but it's not something that's like intentionally put forward in the show. Is like, this is something you need to dissect. It's just more like when you think right. about it, it's like, huh, this is something interesting.
It's not on the level of something like Cars, where you watch Cars 2 and you're thinking about like, wait a minute, they're fighting Nazis. Wait, they're fighting Nazis. Does that mean the fucking car Holocaust happened? Nothing on that level. Although I do talking with like Meta and some other people who are more into Umusume, they do bring up like they have a theory that there, at some point in the past, there was a great horse war where we subjugated the horse girls or something.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, yeah, the horse girls must be like second class citizens or something, because you can just like do things to them and there's seemingly no laws against it. And like, what are you talking about?
It is kind of interesting, because like they do show like the Muybridge Strings recording in the beginning of the Umusume movie. Mm-hmm. So it does kind of imply that more than just like racing horse girls have been reincarnated or brought over.
There's even like a subtle thing where like in the Umamusume universe, like the kanji for horse has two legs instead of four, like it does in real life. Just like little subtle things like that as well, to really like make it feel at least somewhat natural and believable that there are no horses in this world. There are only horse girls. Yes. But again, it's kind of like a Neko Para situation where it's just like, don't think about it too much. No. This is a nice sports story that you can more or less.
I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna wonder about the ramifications of if Ranma were to impregnate herself as a woman and then be 9 months pregnant and to turn into a man, what would happen? What happens?
I haven't seen Ranma. I couldn't. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? What?
Wait, have you not seen the discussion?
No, I feel like there's like a channel I've seen do that though, where like they take the lore and world building and stuff like way too far. Maybe I'm just thinking of like TV tropes or something.
Well, I think that was like a question that someone actually asked Rumiko Takahashi like back in the 90s or something.
Oh no, no.
Where they're like, could Ranma like impregnate herself? And she was like, I didn't think about that, and you shouldn't either.
That's the correct answer. Thank you, Rumiko Takahashi.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to fucking think about it. This is an interesting thought experiment. I want to talk about it.
Because it's like the movie is technically a sequel to the Road to the Top movie, and I think it's also like an OVA. And then like, which is also then a sequel to season 1 and 2 of Umamusume, which... we haven't seen any of that shit. We just watched this movie completely standalone, and the movie works perfectly fine standalone. Like obviously we don't necessarily get as much insight into like TM Opera's character, because I think that was like in more previous installments. And then maybe also stuff with Fuji Kiseki, who is like Jungle Pocket's like senpai character. But it's interesting in terms of like how they talk about it, because in anime, okay, in anime, after you graduate high school, you become a background character. Whereas it feels like in this, it's almost like once you enter your second year of high school, once you fall off, then you are just a background character.
But like, you know, they don't graduate. Is there they show like Ogre Captain's mom. So she's not in high school anymore.
No, yeah, yeah.
But then Ogre Cap is like in high school for 30 years.
Yeah, because Ogre Cap was in like the 80s and I think early 90s. And then this movie, in theory, takes place around like 2000, 2001. But there are also characters like smartphones. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that was the thing with Cinderella Gray that we talked about where like...
Oh, yeah.
It says like on the calendar, it's like the 80s. But then they have smartphones.
Just, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's another like detail I do like in Cinderella Gray when they have like the horse phones.
Well, it just adds really to like the liminal space of it, because it's just like,
yeah,
this fucking paradox of like the old and the new.
You like, create okay. like
you create out like, of place like, you know, and out like of the, time.
You know, like the like Edda and Nettie theory that they're all dead and in limbo and they're all from like different like eras of time. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, really? You've never... Yeah, because it's like the idea is like... Because they're all only in the cul-de-sac and like you don't really see much like outside of that. In reality, when you think about it, that's kind... They're basically just describing like Nichijouke, essentially. Like...
This is always summer and they never go to school except for the season where they start going to school.
Yeah, yeah. You see them go to school briefly. I think that's like the last season, maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah, so people then like theorize like, oh, well, because of course people fucking theorize about this because they're fucking lame losers. And this is their idea of media analysis where they're like, okay, well, what if all the characters are dead and they're in like purgatory and like Ed is from like the 70s.
What if Johnny was killed by a board and that's why he's obsessed with Plank.
And Rolf is from like the 1920s, which is why he's like poor and stuff. And it's like.
He was killed by malnutrition.
What they're basically saying is Edda and Nettie is actually Angel Beats.
That's like the most fucking like lowest form of fucking bullshit.
It really is like the, it was all a dream type shit. It's like the worst fucking form of media. Like beyond like shoehorning politics in, beyond doing like the culture war grift. All the characters are dead, or it's all like every character's in like a dream of a character in a coma. That is like terrible. That is fucking dog shit.
If any like, show actually like did that.
Oh no, shows have done that before. Like, do you know, I guess spoilers for the classic primetime soap opera, Saint Elsewhere. That is revealed to basically be taking place entirely in the mind of like an autistic kid at the end of the last episode.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really dumb. No one liked that.
I'm imagining like a Watch Mojo top 10 where it's like top 10 dark cartoon theories. Number 10,
no,
Courage the Cowardly Dog takes place in a dream.
That 1000% exists.
Top number 9,
10 dark
Mike Lou and Og takes place in a dream.
Theories.
They all just take place in a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, top 10, 10 darkest cartoon conspiracy theories to creep you out. Top 10 scary cartoon theories that will ruin your childhood.
Adventure Time all takes place in a dream.
10 darkest cartoon conspiracy mysteries ever. Top 10 dark cartoon theories too real to ignore.
Digimon takes place in a dream.
That is Twin an Peaks actual theory with Pokemon. In a dream.
Actually, no, Twin Peaks. Oh, I've seen people say that shit about Evangelion even. Like, everyone says, like, oh, the entirety of the show takes place in Shinji's head. And it's like, no, you fucking mouth breather. That was not the takeaway. What the fuck are you talking about?
Gundam takes place in a dream.
Gundam takes place in a dream. Actually, with the events of G-Klux, it kind of does. G-Klux kind of does.
Paprika takes place in a dream.
Yeah, that was just like really like,
that's just the plot of the movie.
yeah Madoka Magica takes place in a dream, like, yeah, kinda, but yeah, I guess, but this, like, what At that point, we're just describing like Sakaike, basically.
But yeah, I don't know if this movie was good. I liked it better than Cinderella Gray.
I liked it a bit better. I mean, obviously, it's much better animated, though. That's like, that should just go without saying. The movie honestly looks really fucking great. There's
honestly,
so much.
I think that's
like,
more
weird
of a problem with like Cinderella Gray because it didn't really do anything in the ending. It's just kind of like, okay, season two coming up. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the thing. That's kind of, you kind of see it in this movie as well, where it's like, oh, they're losing the race. Jungle Pocket's losing the race. Ogre Cat's losing the race. How are they gonna win? Oh, they just run fast.
They run faster.
They use their
gacha ability.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Does this make you want to play the game, Mumi? You want to play the horse girl game?
No. What the fuck? Into gacha shit.
You might like it.
No.
You play mobile. You play phone games.
Yeah, they have to have like gameplay.
I don't know if Umusume has game. I think people joke about it not having game because you just watch the horse girls race.
It's like fucking Chobits, not Chobits. What the fuck? Chow racing. It's like the Chow Garden racing. Yeah, you fucking just raise your Chow horse girl, and then you're like, all right, go in the race.
And if you don't win, we're turning you into fucking glue.
You don't win. You're gonna make someone.
It's about like you get to be with like the girls and their storylines and stuff, and you form an emotion.
I don't give a fuck about these girls and their storylines or their dreams.
That's the whole point, though. You're supposed to like look at like all the background girls and stuff, and be like, oh, these characters have like their own stories and stuff going on, and none of it matters because Jungle Pocket's just gonna sweep.
I mean, I do that. And I do look at that and I'm like, wow, all these fucking characters have their own lives going on and they're all...
And it doesn't matter. All of their hard work and effort was for naught. Which you do kind of get that with, who's the... Dansu Flame. Is kind of like that in the movie.
She's just like number two. So like her entire life is ruined because she just became runner up. She didn't get to go into the last derby or whatever.
How does horse betting work? Can you like bet on like a horse to come in a specific like place, or can you only bet on who's going to win?
No, it's probably like sports betting where you can probably bet like who would be.
There's no sport. Well, that's the other funny thing is like they also conveniently ignore the horse betting stuff in Umamusume. To be fair, they can run like fucking 70 kilometers an hour. That's really goddamn fast. No wonder people want to go fucking see that. That sounds awesome. But it's like,
do you think
they kind of ignore?
Do you think you would be more impressed or appalled to see someone running at 70 miles an hour?
That's a good question. I don't know. Cause like how fast can Usain Bolt run? What was his like top speed?
I think like 20 miles an hour or something. Like it's not comparatively that fast.
27.8 miles per hour. 44.27 kilometers per hour. So still like slightly over half of like what the average horse girl in Umamusume can run. Which is that like how that they're certainly slower than like regular horses though, right? Regular horses can go much faster than that, right? Wait, how fast can a horse go?
I don't think a horse can go faster than 7 miles an hour.
Well, we're not talking about miles per hour, we're talking about kilometers.
Why are you using kilometers? Some fucking like bullshit fucking British podcast. What the fuck happened?
No, because that's
the
metric
miles
that you
per hour. That's the metric for Americans.
Okay, fine. Konata, how fast can a horse run?
44 miles per hour.
Where the fuck are we waking
44
this?
Miles an hour. Okay. Wow. Wait, what is that in kilometers? See, I don't know how to compare it, Mumi. Konata, what is that in kilometers, please?
Kilometers? I wasn't programmed to use that bastard metric. Just who the fuck do you think I am? Or do I sound like a British slag?
Fucking disgusting.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, that's about like, so yeah, like 70. So yeah, they can basically run about as fast as a regular horse, I guess. So I don't know how I would feel about seeing a person do that. Like, because they talk about like the anatomy of them in the movie in terms of like they have like the musculature and like the cardiovascular system to support that. What that actually means, though, in terms of like what their leg, they just look like normal people, basically, apart from like the fact that they have like horse ears and tails.
Yeah, I don't know. Watching somebody run 40 miles an hour might be kind of gross.
It's just making me think of, you know, the Animatrix short with the guy running.
It just makes me think of Devilman Crybaby.
The running did kind of look like that in the movie. Yeah. That and whenever Okaroon like runs in Don the Don makes me think of Devilman Crybaby.
That's one of those things where it's like it looks cool in animation, but like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It would, same thing with like the Naruto run. But if you see someone do that in real life, you're like, that is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Like the
in
idea,
my life.
I feel like the idea with the Naruto run, and to a lesser extent, the Sonic run. Was that they were moving so fast that the wind resistance was pushing their arms back.
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily like a pulling your arms back for a balance thing. It's just more like...
It's like an aerodynamic thing, basically.
Yeah. That was what I thought the idea was.
Yeah. That's what I always thought, too. I mean, it looks cool until you see, like, a fat kid do it in sixth grade. And you're like, actually, I'm going to stop watching anime for the next 10 years.
Yeah, probably not into this as much as I thought it was.
Yeah, maybe this anime shit ain't. I don't want to be associated with these kinds of people.
Now we just see that on Twitter and think the same thing.
Yeah, think the same thing. Like, wow, God, fucking lame.
But yeah, it did make me think about. I just started thinking about how people consume anime while they're watching it. Like, how many people actually sit there and like think about things while they're watching something, and how many people just like kind of placidly consume it and in the moment trying to like absorb whatever's happening and then think about it in retrospect.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if there's necessarily like,
was it like distracting you while watching the movie?
No, it wasn't like distracting me.
I already had seen the movie before. So I just knew what was happening. So I was just like watching and being like, yeah, this movie's awesome.
Like, I don't know if it's just like, it could just be that I'm so used to like reading subtitles that it's not going to distract me. Whereas like somebody else, it could be. Cause like, I know if you're not like used to subtitles, it can be harder to like read subtitles and like,
someone is fucking like brain rotted and they have like another YouTube video going up and they're playing like Subway Surfers on their phone and shit while also watching anime.
I mean, I'm so fucking like, I don't know. I'm so fucking used to subtitles and engaging like on that level with subtitles and like having to like pay attention on that level that whenever I watch something that's like live action and doesn't have subtitles, I feel like it's like easy mode.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we talked about when I watch fucking like Breaking Bad and I'm like,
yeah, go and talk about your foot fetish with Breaking Bad. Oh, yo, you're going to love Better Call Saul, by the way.
I haven't watched Better Call Saul.
You need to get on. Better Call Saul is great. I honestly might like Better Call Saul more than Breaking Bad.
Really?
It's really good.
I thought Breaking Bad was good, but like, I don't know. We were watching that fucking what do you call it? The 20 anime fans versus one hater from that fucking the Anime Men channel yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about like, is live action is always better than animation or whatever. I'm like
it's inherently like more like an animation is inherently more conducive to kid like.
Well, that was the first point
for kids to watch it. Yeah,
they did start arguing later that live action is inherently cooler and more relatable than anime or something.
Okay.
And like, maybe I'm just like brain rotted, like just so min max into anime, but like I could watch something that I really like in live action, like a fucking No Country for Old Men and Breaking Bad, and I don't feel as connected to those as I do anime. Even though I think they're really good. Breaking Bad is not like my favorite TV series.
It's because you're a kid and they have like big flashing lights and stuff.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's what No Country for Old Men needed. It needed an Anton Chigurh throwing Destructo discs.
Anton needed pink hair.
I would just make it. That would still fit because his character's already like a confusing amalgamation of things that don't make sense.
This is walking around with this, like same haircut, it's just pink now. He's like, college.
This is pink. Yeah, he has like not even fully. It's just like little pink highlights, and he's like, I just got done seeing Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
What's the most you've lost in a coin toss?
Coin toss. What are your thoughts on Ramona Flowers?
Well, sir, or ma'am. It's a casting show.
I go by they, them pronouns.
Well, I don't know how to use that in the context of what I'm saying.
Well, gender ambiguous individual?
Yes, that's me. I prefer gender non-binary.
This fucking gender queer Anton Chigurh.
This is the worst movie ever, by the way.
Instead of getting hit by a car, the enemy just gets hate crimed. So he's going into the wrong bathroom and they fucking beat him with baseball bats.
In that movie, he gets caught because he goes and reports it to the police.
and that's why Tommy Lee's cop character fucking hates him or some shit. He's like, instead of Anton Chigurh being the embodiment of evil, he's the embodiment of woke.
He's part of Antifa instead of the mob. This is the dumbest
fucking this is the dumbest fucking bit.
But as I was saying, I don't know, as much as I love No Country for Old Men,
yeah,
or Pan's Labyrinth, or even like The Dark Knight, they don't really resonate with me in the same way that something like my favorite anime do, like Fully Cooly or Eva or whatever.
Right, yeah. And is that because like of like when you watched them, or like do you have like movies from like that you watched as a kid that like really resonate with you like that?
I mean, I watched The Dark Knight when it came out, but I guess
true. I do refer to The Dark Knight as like a comfort movie for me. I just put it on and I'm like, yeah, this is a nice movie. It's a wholesome movie. It's a cute movie.
It's really good.
It is. Yeah, it's a movie you can't just like put on in the background and be like, yeah.
Heath Ledger. You don't have to watch the first or the third ever. Just keep watching The Dark Knight.
I've still never seen the third one. Every time, I'm like, all right, time to watch the Nolan trilogy. I'm like, all right, let's watch Batman Begins. That's a fun movie. Let's watch The Dark Knight.
Batman Begins. Like, you fall asleep. You wake up for the credits of The Dark Knight.
That's good for the night. I don't want to watch The Dark Knight Rise, which has like the most confusing fucking name imaginable.
Yeah, I don't really know. I remember like before it came out, people were speculating it was going to be like Johnny Depp as the Riddler, Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin, and it was going to be like Gotham Knights spelled with a K.
The Penguin joke like, is pretty good though. With who the fuck is the Penguin in that? Konata, who plays the Penguin? In the Batman.
Batman! That's not fucking anime!
Man, Kanata's really didn't put through her paces today.
Honestly, yeah. When you listen, it's an episode where we gotta like look stuff up and ask not ChatGPT.
It's Colin Farrell, you fucking normies!
Oh, yeah, Colin Farrell. You know who Colin Farrell is, right?
No.
Like, the makeup is really crazy. Like, look at the fucking like makeup here. Like, in terms of, like, how fucking different he looks as the Penguin.
Yeah, he looks like a fat guy.
Looks like a fat guy. He's literally me.
He's literally me.
Yeah, so you don't have any, like, live-action movies that really, like, work for you, like, on the level of, like, a Fooly Cooly? Like, that you, like, grew up with and, like, have your perception of it changed as you get older?
No.
Oh. No.
I mean, I get really into, like, the Rocky movies.
Yeah,
I've always liked those since I was a kid. I get into that, but that's just, to be fair, I guess that's more of like a schlocky thing for like Rocky IV and.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first Rocky's pretty up there, but like, yeah.
First Rocky's good. Yeah. It's like respectable.
I think they're doing like a biopic movie about like Sylvester Stallone trying to get Rocky made, like the story behind that. That'd be cool.
I'm sure that'll happen at some point.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like if there's anything like that for me. Not really. I'm like just like looking at like the list of movies that I like. Like obviously there's stuff like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. I'll fucking stand by the goddamn SpongeBob movie being a fucking classic. That movie's awesome. Like Land Before. These are all like kids movies though, I guess is like the thing. So it's like it's kind of hard to really like map that Land Before Time anime.
Land Before Time and fucking All Dogs Go to Heaven hit me in places I don't like. Cause you know.
Cause death.
The main girl in both of those.
Oh. Oh yeah. The terribly, fucking voice actors for Ducky. Yeah.
Terribly cut short life.
Speaking of dark cartoon theories.
Oh my God.
It's like, that's not a theory. That's a tragedy that you're describing. It's a conspiracy. Like, what do you mean by that? It's because the deep state had her killed. Like, this is horribly inappropriate.
Top 10 theories. They don't want you to. Who are they?
Who is they? Who are they, Chibi Reviews? Answer me that.
Why?
Why?
No, I mean, like, I have, like, kind of comfort film. Like, The Dark Knight would be one.
Yeah.
The Big Sleep is one. The Rocky movies would be one. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, I would say, like, The Grinch.
The Grinch?
The Jim Carrey Grinch and Shrek 1. Because
Shrek 1, yeah.
Those were, like, two that I owned on DVD back mm-hmm. in before, like, the internet was a thing, and I'd watch that them on the PS2, like, yeah. And I just watched yeah. those all the time because it was like I've seen them so many times I could have it on, have noise, and not yeah. be like distracted.
For me, it'd be like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are like up alongside like the Dark Knight trilogy movies. Anything else though?
Yeah, I feel like I've never really engaged with like live action on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't particularly know why. Yeah. I never like sat there and thought about it, but
you're mentally defective.
Mentally defective. Yeah.
There's something wrong with you. You go to therapy or something so they can fix you, and you be like, I like the Japanese cartoons too much. And you're like, say no more. They give you like the normal pills from that Dream music video, and it fixes you. You get a different haircut and everything.
Oh, ew, no, what?
You imagine being like it's like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest remake, but it's just Jack Nicholson's character just really likes anime. That's why he's there.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's really fucking hard, though, to get you to fucking watch anything live action, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel guilt. I'm like, I could be watching anime and adding to my big number.
You can make a letterbox and have a big number there. You can make a fucking like rate your music and everything.
I don't care about those.
You don't care about those.
I've min-maxed in anime.
You don't have the history with it. God forbid you what's the video game site? Backlogged?
Yeah, they're backlogged. There is a My Video Game list, but it's not very good.
No.
At least there was. It might be down now.
I think everyone just uses Backlog now because it has like a more like modern like interface. Same with like Annalist versus using.
There was a site called like Unique Gamer. Unique Gamer? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Wait. What do you mean? Like as in they had their fucking balls lobbed off? Wait, what?
Yes, yes. No, it was with a K.
Unique Gamer.
Unique Gamer? Yeah. It was this. I don't know if it was supposed to be pronounced like Unique Gamer or I don't know.
Unique Gamer, yeah, as opposed to like a court eunuch in like the Chinese Empire.
Yeah, it's not with a U or EU, it's a U.
Yeah, it's just with a U. UNIK Gamer.
That site existed for a while. I think it got taken down because the guy who made it died.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a thing you could list stuff on for a minute.
Let me see.
But that was more that wasn't like a catalog listing site. That was more like a
vote on top 10 thing.
Well, you can put like your top 50 video games, your top 25 movies, top 10 fast food places, like shit like that.
Oh, okay. Kind of like there's like a number of like ranked sites like that. You could always get like top 10 shit.
They got changed to something else. So like more generic, but I forget what I just remember as a unit.
Yeah, the URL no longer works. And when's the last time this Twitter account posted? 2014.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I think they might be dead.
Well, no, they like actually died. Like there was a public thing announcement.
That yeah, that's what I mean. The They're site. Fucking dead in the ground or cremated, either or.
Yeah, it's not like a question. All right, it's not. I think they might be dead. They just are. Very clearly dead. I feel like my connection is fucking up. That's why you're not responding. Yeah, no, I just heard my fucking connection is just red.
I just heard you like hiccup like really fucking bad. Hold on. Hold on. Let me fucking like note down. Let me note down this timestamp so I can like fix this in post. What is this? 114?
See, the problem. Yeah. Well, yeah, 114. The problem is I'm recording on my end. And so the recording doesn't get fucked up.
What?
People at home will never know. But no? Sai is struggling to try and figure out what I'm talking about right now.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's listening to this. Like the recording is normal. I don't know what he just said, but I 100% agree.
Oh, I'm glad. So if you'll just shoot me over your social security,
you'll just fucking cash at me $1,000 or whatever, so I can go to Denny's.
I love Denny's.
I love just casually spending $1,000 on food at Denny's for just me and only me.
I feel that way when I'm going to fuck.
This is making it rain on the waitress like it's a strip club.
I took my brother and my mom to Olive Garden earlier for lunch.
Oh,
just to like get out of the house. Say
you took him to a strip club.
The strip club. No, I went and got the endless pasta bowl thing, and I'm like, I feel like a fat ass right now.
Did you also get the crayons and coloring mat and stuff?
No.
Why not?
They don't do that.
They don't do that anymore?
I mean, they do if you're like under 7. Sorry, are you going to Olive Garden wearing a helmet again? I think you can ask
still if you're an adult.
I mean, yeah, probably.
No, I go to Olive Garden. I ask for the kids menus. I get the little chicken tenders. I ask for a play mat and crayons, and then a nice like glass of milk.
They give you pizza too, or like what do you get?
Oh my god, we're so fucking desynced right now.
We're so fucked. I mean, I don't know if there's much to like fix on your end. It'll be the same.
Like I see it lighting up green. And then it just
I see it green. You,
like, try disconnecting and reconnecting.
I don't think that'll help. If anything, I'll just make it worse.
Oh wait, I think we're back now. Say something.
Hello.
Okay. I guess we're good now.
Welcome to the Weeb Crew podcast. We'll start from
the Weeb Crew podcast. We don't really like talking to one another, so we just kind of mumble into the microphone for the last 30 minutes of an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like most anime podcasts, I think.
Thankfully, we don't do this in like person or like a video, so we don't have to like try to make eye contact. We can just look sideways.
How do you make eye contact over video? Like, do you just look into the camera? That'd be weird.
Probably.
Don't do that.
I mean, I don't like taking pictures of myself. I don't like being perceived. So,
same.
What are we talking about? Anime? Oh yeah, the fuck it. I realized the actual brilliance of like those Jubilee fucking videos.
Oh, is that they are just designed to like rage bait you into like reacting to them on stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, they are like very like completely tailored to like the react streamer economy.
Well, like even like watching that, I'm like, dog, these fucking arguments are dog water. Like fucking put me in, coach.
Yeah. Like, put me in, coach. Oh, yeah, okay. I'll fucking bully the fucking shit out of this fucking. Actually, take everyone's fucking flags away. I'm gonna have a fucking dead on the ground, fucking bleeding in 10 minutes.
You raise that fucking flag, we'll fucking shove it down your throat.
I'm gonna fucking kill everyone fucking here. There's a fucking bomb strapped to my fucking chest. Hell Hydra. hell. I am a Satanist. My God. Sound like Bunny Sanders.
The billionaires are still holding away the anime girls.
Yeah, no, those like videos are always like, they're just like, that's the reason like our most viewed tweet is by a wide margin just a clip from a fucking Jubilee video that we posted on Twitter. Literally like zero F. We didn't even fucking clip it. Issy clipped it for us. It got like 15 million views. And part of me actually wonders if there's like some back end, like backroom dealing stuff where Jubilee like just is able to get their stuff promoted, like positive or negative publicity, just have that shit posted onto like the fucking like Twitter timeline for everyone to see. I do wonder that sometimes. I do see it come up a fair amount, and I'm just like, This feels like industry plant-ish almost in the way this is working.
Yeah. I as someone that is very famously very skeptical of a lot of shit and very cynical when it comes to like grifters, marketing, well, it's like, shit like that.
Well, it's like how like all like the top YouTube channels are all like tied to this like one like content investment firm and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay. The game really was rigged from the start. Fuck. It all makes sense now.
Like when people fucking complain about the Dragon Maid dub, I'm just like, you think that was a mistake?
It was a mistake. That was fucking intense. Listen, all right, they're look playing you right now. This is how they're keeping you distracted. All right, this is how they're keeping you from expanding your mind and understanding the real issues of our time. Okay, by having you talk about stupid fucking like English dubs of fucking cartoons from 10 years ago.
Unironically, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, no, like the culture war is like the whole culture war thing is just 100% a CIA psyop. 1,000 fucking percent. I might cut that out. We'll see. We'll see.
just cut that.
Cut that.
Patreon. There you go.
There you go. You're getting a little bit of an extra like 15 minute slice there, baby.
I don't think that was 15 minutes. That was like 5 minutes, maybe.
Five, yeah, however fucking long we were just talking about conspiracy theories. Anyway, what other anime have we been watching recently?
We got the Umamusume one. A lot of it was just seasonals. They haven't really, like, done anything of note to talk about.
No.
I'm looking here. I'll have to cut this.
Do you want to just talk about, like, you, we want to talk about go back to talk about like you not getting to like live action, just being more into anime.
I guess we can't. I guess going back to the live action shit. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. Like
I could
speculate as far as like just the habitual thing where it's like I've just been watching anime for so long, almost exclusively. That is just my preferred medium at this point. But outside of that, I don't know why it became that outside of just the economic factors of like, well, it was free to pirate anime instead of buying a game for $60 a month.
Which that's crazy that people do that, pay like $60 a month for a single video game. Like, you know, people do that like once a week and it's like, what the fuck? And video games are getting more expensive now even.
Yeah, and then no one plays the game after like 3 weeks, and then it's you know, bargain bin for $40 3 weeks in, and then by 2 months it's like $20.
Why I never buy video games at launch. I always wait until well after the fact, after all the hype has died down, after the game has initially come out and there's a ton of bugs and all those bugs have now been fixed, and the game is now in a state that
three games at launch in the last like 5 years or so.
I'm trying to think of like what the last game that I bought at launch was.
Elden Ring?
Maybe, yeah.
Psychonauts 2.
Can I like when sort on my like my Steam fucking thing? Like by when I fucking bought
the Outer Worlds come out?
That was like
that in 5 years?
I think that was in like the last 5 years, yeah.
I got fucking tricked into that shit. 2019. We'll count it. Close enough. I got tricked into that shit because I'm like, oh, it's the, you know, it's fucking Obsidian. It's
I always get the Outer Worlds mixed up with the Outer Wilds.
Yeah, fair.
Which I'm told the Outer Wilds is a much better game. It's a very good game.
No. I got the Outer Worlds thinking like, oh, this is gonna be a cool RPG like by the team like, behind like, New Vegas.
Yeah.
It was not like
a Fallout in space. No, it sucked.
It was fucking garbage.
Yeah,
it's like probably it really looks like the characters like stop and look at the camera and they're like capitalism bad. And you're like, OK,
oh,
why are we doing it this way?
like
if you want to be a fucking like
that fucking bald fat guy having a crash out about pronouns. I'm just imagining you doing that.
I mean, I don't care what message you want to have in a game.
Sure,
or
but deliver
an anime.
With some tact.
Make it interesting. Like I want to be able to dissect it and then be able to like understand your perspective by dissecting the game or the whatever the fuck. Right. I don't want you to like stop your, you have your character stop, look at the camera and then be like, capitalism killed my family. And it's like, okay.
This overtly saying, you'd probably like Disco Elysium, honestly.
I mean, I've had that down. I bought it. I had it downloaded for a minute. I think I undownloaded it because I need space. I've been meaning to play that for a while, but it's also like, it's I feel like game. I'll like it, but it also like puts me off because it's like Reddit core.
I mean, kind of fair. Yeah, I feel like calling stuff bad because of, oh, it's Reddit though, is kind of like,
oh no, I'm just saying it's bad. I'm saying it kind of puts me off where I'm like, I'll put it off a little bit longer. Like,
there's a new Silent Hill game coming out later this month.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna play it.
I don't know. I don't know if my computer can run it. Is the thing that's always like the thing with like PC games for me is like, my PC now I think is like 6 years old, maybe seven. Yeah, I think I put it together like early 2018.
Actually,
maybe.
I guess my brother has a PS5.
Okay, that could work.
I could just use that, I guess.
Yeah. That's always like the thing for me with like video games is like, I mean, I could get this new video game, but I'm going to only be able to play it on like dog shit settings because I'm at the point now where my computer is so old. It's like a ship of Theseus situation where if I want to upgrade the graphics card, I need to upgrade the fucking motherboard. I'm going to upgrade the fucking motherboard. I need to upgrade the fucking CPU. If I'm going to get a new CPU, I might as well just get a whole new fucking PC at this point. Let alone I need to get new fucking monitors. This is a fucking HP 2011X monitor. This is a monitor from 2011. It's not even 720p. I don't know what fucking like resolution the shit is.
That's not my PC. My monitor was for a while until it died. Now yeah, I have this ultra wide.
Yeah, how's the ultra wide doing?
It's wide.
Wide is
I can watch Hitamari Sketch and its intended ratio.
Its intended aspect ratio. I feel like I would probably just get two new monitors, but then it's like, okay, well, do I get like HDMI or like what's like the new thing now? It's like newer than HDMI. There's like a new thing for that
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. See, the computers fucking suck. Computer gaming sucks. Everything fucking sucks. This is another reason anime is better. It's simple. I just watch the goddamn cartoon.
I plug it in my TV. I boot up NPC.
I don't need to fucking worry about specs. My computer specs. Oh no. Am I going to be able to run this anime at max quality?
I mean, there's a little bit of that, but it's not.
There's a little bit of that in terms of like file sizes and stuff, but like the fucking Uma Musume like rip that we watched like last night, that was like 1.5 megabytes, and I'm like, yeah, it probably won't look the best, but I'm streaming it over fucking Discord, so it's like, it's gonna look like shit anyway. Who gives a fuck?
I watched it on my like anyway.
Yeah,
pain in the ass to fucking watch streams on a phone connection.
Oh yeah, your internet's still fucked. That's so funny. It's been like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I don't know. I've said this. I don't know when I'm getting internet back.
Place your bets, everyone. When do you think Moomy is gonna get his internet back? Leave a comment on. I think you can only leave comments on Spotify or whatever fucking platform.
That's not even fair because like they don't even know the context of why I don't have internet.
No, that's true. But no, that makes it more fair because then they have like a fully open, they can speculate and then guess based on that.
True. They're not making like an educated guess though. They're just shot in the dark.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, it matter. The phone connection's like serviceable enough for what I'm doing. I'm not going to be able to fucking
You say that, but then this like whole fucking podcast has been fucked up by us constantly getting desynced.
Yeah. I noticed my phone started doing that actually. Like I'd be on it at work or something and it just will stop and like my connection just kind of fucks. I don't know what, if it's like I need to update it or like what's going on.
Nerving multiple points. I just want to fucking kill everyone that fucking works at my phone service provider. Cause like I remember distinctly like for like a few days at least, maybe a week, going to work, commuting to work on the train, there would be a period in the middle of Washington, D.C., where my service would just fucking drop entirely. I'm like, why? What the fuck? Why? It was working literally yesterday. What the fuck happened? I'm trying to fucking debate someone on Discord, goddammit. And you're fucking getting in the way. I have this epic fucking reply in my head and you're fucking everything up.
You're fucking it up. You ruined everything.
You're ruining it for me, all right? I was about to get a fucking slam dunk. I was going to get all the Reddit gold, all right?
Yeah,
I was
going to
get all
it.
The updutes.
Thinking about it, yeah. I don't have that connection with, like, Western animation either. It's not like,
yeah,
well, because
like anime is like it's very much it's a thing unto itself, and I think that's like, I think what's happened is maybe you've just been brain rotted by like engaging with media through a database like My Anime List and using that to find stuff, and there's nothing
maybe less so like a specific thing of like that. Maybe it is like the database consumption thing though, where it's like, because there's so much added to just watch, like consuming things and watching things.
Yeah, it feels like there's a context. More like cohesive culture there too with anime, as opposed to like American animation. Like that's one of the interesting things is like animation production in Japan is fairly homogenous in terms of like how like every studio more or less has the same workflow. And that's why they're all able to like easily collaborate across all these different projects. Whereas American animation, like their workflows can vary wildly between different studios and the studios that are left in the United States, even especially for 2D animation. So it's just like a less cohesive thing in that sense as well. Less cohesive culture.
But yeah, I think this podcast is going to turn into like analyzing movie.
Did we do that last episode?
We did a little bit.
How does this make you feel? Feel sad about this?
You know, Daddy never loved me enough.
Daddy never loved me enough. And he loved my sister a little too much.
That wasn't funny.
No, it was not funny. I didn't laugh.
You don't laugh, not funny.
That's not funny. Don't do that. That's a no-no.
We want to quit while we're ahead.
Surely there's one. Like, surely there's an anime thing we could think of to talk about. Hold on. We didn't talk about the Pain and Stocking thing. Do we want to talk about the Pain and Stocking thing?
What happened to Pain and Stocking?
The people like being losers, not watching.
Oh god. There's nothing to talk about there with that. It's just fucking nothing. It's literally like the most, it's fucking Panty and Stocking. What were you expecting? Like, there's nothing to talk about there. What was I expecting?
No, just what did you expect?
Yeah, what? Like, oh my god, this series that is known for raunchy, edgy humor has raunchy and edgy humor? Wow. Shocking. And it's like, yeah, of course people are going to be fucking like offended by that because the fucking children just pollute the internet now with their fucking like filth. And it's like, yeah, they're going to fucking be up in arms about that. And it's like funny to point and laugh at them, but there's nothing there. It's like, this is like a pointless. This is like so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to come up with something to talk about. we've already cycled through the things I see. Usually during the week, I like randomly will start thinking about things and pondering things. I'm like, huh.
You know, you start noting them down like your phone or something. Like, oh, this is something we can talk about. Oh, this is a topic idea. We can talk about this.
I should, but it's also kind of hard to do that at work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come up with it while I'm doing something, and then like by the time I get my hands free to be able to like write it down, it's already gone, and I'm like, fuck.
Or you could like start talking, like do like a fucking like audio memo thing.
I can't.
then you run the risk of talking about it out loud at work.
Well, it's not so much that as so much as I've got a very forward facing job and I can't just be like staring at somebody and being like, today's episode, we should talk about this. And then they're just like,
do I need to call somebody? In the bag, please.
Do I need to call someone? Are you okay?
And call your manager or like a social worker or something.
Is your mommy here?
Little boy, you're like, I'm 33 years old. You're like, oh no.
Hello, police.
Yeah. It was like, police, there's an autistic man here at the store fucking rambling to himself about anime and podcasts. ma'am, I'm not autistic. It's like, he has a really stupid fucking haircut. He's clearly autistic.
Oh, you precious little boy.
Oh, you precious little boy. They're going to fucking put you in a padded room. He thinks he's not autistic. He thinks he's not autistic. Oh, someone forget to take their little fucking lithium pills today? Oh.
Why are we talking?
I don't know. We're just losing our minds and we can't stop recording for some reason.
We'll stop now. That's fine.
I did catch up on, take some time to catch up on Don the Don. And
finally.
And while watching it, I was like thinking about like what we talked about last episode in terms of like, there's no overarching structure. It's just like kind of them just going about their daily lives, and the supernatural stuff just kind of works into that. Just like anything else, basically. Mm-hmm. Like with the evil eye stuff, it's not like a Yaiba where like evil eye is like the big bad that Okarun needs to fight, but at like the end of the arc, and before that they're just gonna do like monster of the week, like a bunch of jobbers like that they all need to go through and fight before they can get to like the big fight at the end of the arc.
Right.
Like it's kind of, it's much structure. More. Yeah. It's much more dynamic with that. Where like Okarun does go and fight some, like a different ghost and get stronger. But at the same time, it's not like a training arc per se. It does it very expeditiously where it's just like, all right, Okarun wants to get stronger. Turbo Granny takes him to the fucking school in the middle of the night, and they fight some music ghosts that are, I guess, were there for some fucking reason. And that's basically the training arc. And what was interesting to me about it is how, in general, the way that the episodes themselves are even structured is kind of weird, where it feels like the first half of an episode will pay like. Well, let me see this. The second half of an episode will start up something new and then on a cliffhanger. And then the first half of the next episode will then continue off from that cliffhanger and build into a climax. And that climax will basically happen in the middle of the episode. And then the second half of that episode is then dedicated to starting something else up, which is a really like it's like staggered basically in terms of like how the episodes are structured relative to like what is happening in the story, which is really weird. I've not really seen anything like that before. Like, I feel like the way you would normally do it is make it very episodic almost feeling, where it's like, okay, they introduce the fucking piano ghost, the fucking classical composer ghost at the start of the episode, and they defeat them at the end of the episode. Whereas instead it's like they introduce them like towards in the second half of the previous episode and on a cliffhanger, and then defeat them in the first half of the next episode.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of just like it's all in like a microcosm scale too, because like it's all just like episode to episode. But the way you're talking about it being structured, it doesn't make it feel formulaic, because like it ends in the beginning of the next episode as opposed to the start of or the end of this one, right?
It makes it very like easy to like binge through, because I just watch like a ton of episodes, because it makes it so that it's like something is always happening. So like even like when you have the climax in the middle of the episode, you have the rest of the episode then that is like then like setting up something else, and then that ends on a cliffhanger, and you're already then hooked into the next episode, and just fucking keeps you. It's actually really insidious now that I'm describing it out loud. It's actually really evil. Okay, actually, Don the Don might be the most evil anime ever made.
Interesting.
That's all right. They keep you trapped. Like hell, even the way the last season ended is literally like that, and they made us wait months to get a payoff to that cliffhanger at the end of the first season.
Thankfully, I was not like super invested, so. Like I'm really liking it, but like I wasn't just like, oh my god, I gotta know what happens. So I
gotta know what happens next.
I guess that's a good thing about watching so much anime at one time. It's just like, oh, I can just wait. It's fine.
Just wait.
It'll come back eventually.
No, or it won't. Actually, no, it will, because Panty and Stocking came back after like one of the most funniest cliffhangers of all time.
That happened.
You know, the people like expected that to be like the whole season of Panty and Stocking is like dedicated to like resolving that cliffhanger.
And it literally is resolved into like the first 5 minutes.
Actually, a really funny example, Twin Peaks does that. Twin Peaks ends on an infamous cliffhanger, and then all of the third season is dedicated as is the result, like the consequences of that cliffhanger. Twin Peaks Return is like a good show. You need to get on that show. We're supposed to be watching more Twin Peaks and Lexus. I don't know what the fuck has been going on with that, honestly.
I don't know. I've not been watching it in there because it's live action.
No,
we discussed this.
Oh, god damn it. God, fucking 3D pig, disgusting.
3D PD.
Yeah,
I talked quite extensively about Dawn to Dawn. This week's episode was not like anything insane where I have anything more to add from last week.
I thought it was really funny. I like the new character that they've introduced and like the way they introduce him, where I was like, at the start of the episode, it's a flashback. They don't make that particularly clear off the bat. So it's just like, why is Okarun kind of being a dick to Momo right now? Ignoring her. I was like, oh, this is the past. Wait, what? He was there the whole time.
And it's a bit weird because he was not there the whole time.
He was not. No, it's like you go back and watch. It's not like you see him back there.
No,
they just fucking added him, which I think is funnier, honestly.
Yeah, it was done in such a way that for a minute I was like, oh, maybe he was actually there and I just missed him. And then like it does a scene where they like kiss and it shows like her friends. I was like, he definitely was not there in that scene.
He was definitely not there obstructing the frame.
This is the middle of everything.
I don't know what they're going to do with his character. They've introduced two new characters now. They've introduced him and then the fucking cross-dressing version of Okarun. It was like the class president. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to be doing with these. I don't know is he going to get supernatural powers now too?
Maybe. Everyone else they've introduced has been getting supernatural powers.
I feel like it would make more sense for him to get like sci-fi powers or something. Like he gets like a fucking like mech suit or something, like a power armor. That would make more sense just given his character.
It wouldn't. I guess it could because they got aliens and shit. They could just give them.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like they have both the aliens and the supernatural shit. They fucking introduced Steve from Minecraft. Anything is possible.
Yeah, Steve Minecraft was there.
I was thinking about also like it is a very creative too. Like with the fight, like we talked about this with the first season and watching like the composer fight and they summon like these giant opera singers that then like vomit out like these like this like little like people basically. I'm like, that is bizarre, surreal imagery. What the fuck is happening?
It's
really works. Weird, just like. Yeah, it's certainly fun to watch, but I'm just like they really do just kind of do anything, and it's not like it's like, oh, it's just like all over the place, because there's also like an aesthetic coherence to it in terms of like all of the monsters have like these like gaping like glowing eyes to them, which is very unsettling. That kind of helps tie a lot of stuff together. So even when they're like doing like fucking Loch Ness Monster, Godzilla, or like these like alien things or ghosts and stuff, it all feels like it just kind of like makes sense. And I don't know if that's like going to be hinting at like something greater, like these things are all technically connected, like fucking Monogatari does that to mixed effect. But it gives it like a little bit more, it makes it feel less jarring. Like it all just kind of like makes more sense as a result, which is fun. I do also like that they like the way that they defeat Evil Eye was really fun to see, where it's basically just rage baiting him. It's rage baiting him into being a part of the team, which is really strange.
I mean, technically they defeat Evil Eye like 3 or 4 times
technically, but
he gets sealed.
Okarun
just beats the fuck out of him. Why?
And the way they describe too is like, oh, he's just a child. And then when he's like walking around school, I'm like, oh, he really is. He really like once you reinterpret him wanting to kill everyone as like an act of friendship to him, it all makes more sense in terms of how he's like interacting with people. Like, oh,
I'd be curious. Like, I didn't catch like the references and stuff in this episode. I'm pretty sure it's all like Ultraman stuff.
Ultraman stuff. There's like a Pokemon reference in the episode. Where she says like whatever the Japanese equivalent to gotta catch them all is.
Mm.
What is that actually? Gotta Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Konano, what is the Pokemon catchphrase in Japanese? Geto daze.
Geto daze.
Geto daze.
Pokemon.
Geto daze. Oh no, you don't know. I guess I'll have to like, go back and check, but that's what like the subtitles say. I'm going to assume that's not an arbitrary thing, because otherwise it makes no grammatical sense to just have that in there. Because they're not talking about like gotta catch them all. What do you mean? There's only one ball that you need for Evokeruns you need to get. You almost have all of them. But it would make more sense for her to just be quoting the fucking like Pokemon slogan, because
the ball.
Momo's kind of a dork is the thing.
Kind of a dork. She's kind of like Mom Mimi in a way, where she makes like fucking dorky ass references that don't even make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't make sense. Like she's doing the fucking Ultraman pose. And it's like, that's not what your power is. What are you doing? Here, let me see what they actually say in the episode. Cause I'm curious now. I gotta figure this out live on air. Even though this is not live, we're recording this like the night before. Let me see though. What is this, episode 10? Yeah. She does just fucking say Kintama. What was the full fucking thing again? Geto daze. Yeah, Kintama geto daze. What? That's so stupid. And again, it makes perfect sense. Like her character is like, oh, she probably does just read like this like manga just passively, probably. There's she's not really a delinquent character. Well, she kinda is. Yeah, that's a fun little detail. That's the only I was just like, well, are people going to complain about that on Twitter next? They're like, oh, they fucking doing a Pokemon reference. Like, it's a fucking Pokemon reference in the dialogue. And it doesn't make grammatical sense in English. But I don't know how else you would want to translate that. Because if you translate it in literally any other way, it makes even less sense in terms of what is going on, what she's actually saying.
Yeah. Can't win. Fucked if you do, fucked if you don't.
It's honestly watching more of season two. I have been liking Don to Don more and more. It's definitely been like rising up there for me. Cause I'm just like, I feel like I understand what it's going for more and it's underlying. Like season one, I was watching and just kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop, where I was like talking about last episode where it's like, when are they going to introduce the organization and stuff like that? But by this point, it's just like, oh, they're just not doing that. This is just a fucking weird show. And I think I'm more on board with it now and kind of like waiting for it to kind of become more like a generic like action shonen show.
They're saying that Don to Don will break the streak of you hating Battle Shonen for no reason.
I don't hate Battle Shonen for no reason. I like a lot of Battle. I like Kaiju number 8 and I'm liking Yaiba right now.
No, you hate Battle Shonen. That's your thing.
Oh, okay. I guess, you know what? I trust you. You have a much better memory when it comes to these things. So mm-hmm. I'm going to trust you more than me.
As you should.
just like gaslighting me constantly. And you're like, you know what? I trust your judgment on this one. As my friend, I know you're not going to like mislead me or lie to me about anything. No. Yeah, of course. You would never do anything like that to me for the sake of profit and or just humiliation.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
No.
Say, yeah, you know what? I do fucking hate all Battle Shonen ever made.
See, I knew it.
Yeah, you know what? You whatever we disagree, you always come out on top and you're usually right about these things. And this is just another one of those things.
It's another example.
Another example. What were we arguing about? Oh, yeah. What is Mamoru Oshii's second most popular movie in America? It's a stupid thing to debate.
Very stupid. All I said was like, I don't know if it's that or that. Y'all were like,
I really don't think it's the Skycrawlers. I really, in Year of Our Lord 2025, I really think it's Angel's Egg. That or maybe like Pat Labor. Yeah, even then. I don't, Skycrawlers has not had much cultural staying power.
No.
No, it's kind of a, which to be fair, I can see why. As the resident Mamoru Oshii fanboy, that movie's really fucking boring. It was like devoid of like a lot of the charm that his movies tend to have for me, where it's just like, oh, this is so dry. Holy fucking shit, nothing is happening. And the plot is basically just TF2.
TF2?
Yeah, you know, like TF2?
Oh, yeah, they're all clones or whatever.
Two corporations like feuding and fighting one another. Yeah. That's basically just what Skycrawlers is.
Just caught me off guard. I'm like, TF2, what?
TF2, yeah. No, listen, the comparison makes total sense, okay, if you're mentally ill, all right? There's literally nothing you could possibly take issue with that comparison. When is Angel's Egg coming to theaters? I feel like it has to be soon, right? There's like a lot of like anime movies that you're going to have to fucking get out of the house to go watch in theaters from Tyler on the podcast. You're going to have to go fucking watch like fucking like 100 meters at least. Other stuff coming.
We might actually be fucked on that one because I think that's coming out the weekend I'm going to be at the wedding in New York.
Oh, that's going to fucking, I guess you're being replaced. Actually, no, we won't even be able to record that weekend anyway if you're going to be fucking gone. So let me see. 100 meters.
What weekend does it come out?
Let me see here. 100 meters. It's either, okay. Oh, God damn it. Let me see. When weekend does this come out? It's October 10th?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait. Oh, yeah. No, it comes out in Japan on September 19th. It comes out in the U.S., putting it out in the U.S. October 10th there's like two dates, though, if I remember correctly. There's like in theaters, October. Really? You're not? Okay, yeah. Nationwide, the 12th through the 14th.
Okay, select
theaters
on
the 10th.
I can probably do that.
Yeah, because that's Sunday through Tuesday then.
Did I take off Tuesday? I don't remember if I did or not. But I will I will have off Monday at least, so we'll be able to just go do that. And I will not be in New York.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And we can talk about that on the podcast and see if it's better or worse than Orb. God, I hope it's better. I'm going to kill myself.
Otherwise, the movements of the earth are not gonna be the only thing people are feeling in the theater.
Yeah, otherwise, it's or movements of the earth, more like movements of my bowels, because that show was shit.
Movements of the earth, more like pull out a Glock.
And pull out a Glock in the theater and fucking kill myself in front of everyone. Anime coming to what anime are coming to theaters that we can talk about? Let's see, because I think there's like some other stuff, right? No. We have Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle. Fuck that. Not doing that. The fucking Kobayashi Dragon Maid movie, maybe. The fucking Chainsaw Man, the Re's arc. That's October 29th. Angel's Egg, November 19th.
You like Chainsaw Man, right?
Yeah, I like Chainsaw. I'm going to see the movie in theaters.
Yeah, I don't know why
you said that. I don't like Battle Shonen. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, I can't get a good read on you.
Yeah, no. We'll probably see that in theaters and talk about it. December, there's Scarlet, the new Mamoru Hosoda movie. What the fuck is Chow? What? Ooh. Oh, there's a Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Something called Gundam Wing Endless Waltz. What? I don't. Okay. So, you know, there's like some stuff coming into theaters that we can like go and see and talk about. That'll be fun, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. It involves leaving the house. That's not
God
fun at
fucking
all.
This is why you didn't go fucking see Chibi-Neko either, you fucking asshole.
Hey, I would have went and saw Chibi-Neko if I'd known. I literally didn't know.
You know. Literally did not know.
That's a different issue, all right?
Moving, there's all these movies that you'll probably enjoy coming to theaters. Don't you want to go to a movie theater?
I'll just wait.
Oh.
I don't need to go to a fucking theater.
How about I go to the movie theater and I'll just stream it to you on Discord?
That sounds good.
That sounds good. We'll do that.
You have your phone in your pocket and watch a shitty camera.
just have my phone resting on my penis the entire time. Just pointed up at the movie. It's like not even, it's only like half the frame too. Can't even read the subtitles.
Why is there just a black, like there's nothing, like I can't see half the screen. Oh, that's my cock. I can't tell. It's just black.
Sorry, I was draping my cock over the phone, streaming this movie in the theater to Discord.
No one can fucking tell. Why would you do this?
Listen, it's Chainsaw Man. I gotta rock out with my cock out.
I showed my support to Denji.
You gotta show my support to Denji, all right?
He's one of the boys.